I'm going to ask for the following. I'm going to ask that I should be able to read the Mishnah without questions, because the Mishnah explains itself in many ways, so a lot of the questions will fall off. Of course, I'm open to questions, but at this point I'd just like to read the Mishnah, so the Mishnah can do its thing, can explain itself. Talk to Mishnah, Amar Bishua. Pei Ayin Tes Amad Beis, the Mishnah. Amar Bishua, Shemati Shasaras Chaylut V'chol Tzal Ishtai, V'asaras Lai Chaylut V'chol Lechol Tzal Ishtai. There's some people that are incapable of procreating. That's what I'll translate Saras. What does he translate Saras as?
Saras.
Hey, there are Saras that are chayiv to do chalitza, and their wives are eligible for chalitza in case they die. And there is a Saras that is not obligated to do chalitza, nor is his wife obligated to receive chalitza, which would mean that if he's the only brother, if he dies, none of the brothers are allowed to do yibum, and they're not even obligated to do chalitza, which means biblically she doesn't fall the yibum. But I don't know which ones yes and which ones not. So we're going to have a machloikas tanoim diametrically opposed to each other. Amar Rabbi Akiva ani afarish. Sris Adam, a person who is a Sris Adam, that means he was born with capable of procreating through an act, a human act or an animal act, something caused that he lost the ability to procreate. And again, we're talking about Ptsua Daka Kushavcha, Schailut V'chol Tzal Ishtai. He does Chalitza. He can't do Yibum because he's a Ptsua Daka, but he's obligated to Chalitza Yibum, right? And therefore, he can't do it because he's a Chai V'Lavin, and we've learned that Chai V'Lavin, we don't allow to do Yibum, even though biblically speaking, they should be able to do Yibum, but we say they shouldn't do Yibum, but they're obligated in Chalitza. The Chol Tzal Ishtai means if he's married, whether he's married in sin or whether he never had a relationship with his wife once he became a Ptsua Daka is immaterial for this. If he's married to a woman and he dies, his wife needs to receive either Yibum or Chalitza. So even though it says Chol Tzal Ishtai, really Yibum can be done to his wife too by his brothers. They're not Ptsua Dakas. And the reason is he wasn't born that way. Therefore, the Torah that said a Saris doesn't do Yibum, or his wife is not obligated in Yibum, was talking to a Saris who was born that way, not to a Saris who became one later in life. That's what Rabbi Akiva says. The Pasuk says, "Leishmaka Shmai Yisrael," and the Yimaka Shmai Yisrael seems to say that anybody that's name is Machoy, A, cannot do Yibum, B, is not his wife is not eligible for Yibum. That's only going about a person that never had the ability to procreate. He was born that way. Whereas a person who was born with the ability, and then later in life it got taken away, he's not included in Lo Yimaka Shmai Yisrael. How we know that, the Gemara will try to explain. We'll explain. We'll try to understand it as we go along. Sris Chama, however, a person born that way, and he's called Sris Chama, the Gemara is going to explain why. He is not obligated to do Chalitza, which means if somebody dies and the only brother is a Sris Chama, the woman goes free. Because since there's no mitzvah Yibum, there's no mitzvah Chalitza, biblically. And if the Sris Chama dies, his wife doesn't need Chalitza, because there's no mitzvah Lahakim Shem Lahakiv, because the brother was never capable of being Makim Shem. However, and this is an interesting fact to know, the Sris Chama is allowed to get married. He's not a Ptsua Daka, he's not a Kushavcha. A Sris Chama can get married. He'll never have children, but he can still get married. The Isser of marriage is a Ptsua Daka, is a Kushavcha, is a Sris Adam, not a Sris Chama. A Sris Chama, even though he has no ability to have children, and therefore there's no Mitzvah Zibum on him, nor is there a Mitzvah Zibum on his wife, but there is no Isser for him to get married. If a woman doesn't mind marrying him, he obviously can't do Pru or Vu.
Aveira.
There is no Aveira in marrying him. He's not a Ptsua Daka, he's not a Krushavcha. Ptsua Daka Krushavcha means it happened through an act, not that it happened naturally. This is the Tumul about the, through an illness, is that called natural or through an act? Vis-a-vis is Isser Ptsua Daka. For this sugya, he's a Sris Adam. But because it happened later in life. But for that halacha, but to a daka, that's a separate issue, which we discussed once before. Something that happens because of illness, they have to do an act. Is that called adam, or is that called b'day shemayim? That's a different sugya. We're not dealing with that now. We're dealing with the fact that a Swiss chama has no issue to marry his wife, unlike a b'tua daka that does. But Rabbi Kiva is saying, vis-a-vis yibum and chalitza, a Swiss chama is removed from the mitzvah, both when he dies and his wife is eligible, or when his brother dies and he's the one to do chalitza and yibum, there is no mitzvah. Whereas the Swiss adam, even though he's now in a condition that he can't procreate, doesn't make a difference. He was born with the ability to procreate, therefore he is obligated to do yibum or chalitza, again, because he's a p'tua daka, cannot do yibum, but he's obligated in the mitzvah, and therefore needs to do chalitza, and his wife needs yibum or chalitza. That's what Rabbi Kiva is saying. So Rabbi Kiva's definition of the pasuk, v'lo yimach ha'shmai mi'yisrael, is that the type excludes a Swiss, is only a born Swiss. Why he does that, the Gemara will explain later, but that's Rabbi Kiva's definition of the pasuk. Rabbi Eliezer, I meant just the opposite. No. Look, kiel Swiss chama chaylitz v'chaltim v'ishtot neshesh l'refua. Swiss adam loy chaylitz v'chaltim v'ishtot neshesh l'refua. Rabbi Eliezer says, no, I don't care when he became a Swiss. I look at the fact, is he ever possible getting healed? A born Swiss, there is a possibility of recovery. Even though he was born without the ability to procreate, the Rabbi Nishlalim can help him. He can gain that ability. Therefore, you can't say, well, you mock a Shmai Yisrael on a person like that, because it's the kind of guy that ultimately might have been able to make him shame, either as a husband or as a Yavam. Therefore, he's not excluded. Whereas a Ptsua Daka will never recover. Therefore, since he will never recover, he is Shmai Machoi. Whether it happened naturally or happened by man, by an act, the bottom line is he's Shmai Machoi. So the Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Kiva argue diametrically opposed to each other. What is the Miyot of Alei Machoi Shmai Bishol that excludes the Saris? Rabbi Eliezer says anybody that theoretically can get healed is not a Saris for this halacha. Anybody that can't be healed is a Saris for this halacha. Rabbi Kiva says anybody born in that condition is excluded. Anybody that happened later in life is not excluded. So this is the Machlokes Rabbi Eliezer of Yeshua. I'm sorry? Theoretically.
Theoretically.
Meaning it's possible.
No, is that true?
The Gemara says, they see Ashley Ravua. I'm just reading a Mishnah.
This is not over yet.
No, it's not. Dr. Gemara. Let's do Rashi. Hasrish lechaylitz, kachsiv leyimach ha-shmai b'Yisrael, prat lesrish ha-shmai machoy. So, either the husband is Shmai Machoi, or the Yavam is Shmai Machoi, both are excluded. Bainly Lefarish, any day aids a Swiss ben Chalitza, aids a Zepater. Swiss Adam, Shinistarif, Acha, Shinailan. Rashi says it happened after he was born. Swiss Chama, Mimeimai. Back to the Mishnah. Hey, Rabbi Shua ben Becerra. Rabbi Shua ben Becerra testified. Aben Megusas, I guess it's the name of a family. Shai Bishulayim, Swiss Adam. There was a person in Yerushalayim who was a Ptua Daka, the Yibum was Ishtai, and he died, and they did Yibum. His brother wasn't a Ptua Daka, so he did Yibum. The Kayim Dibri Rabbi Kiva. That story is to support Rabbi Kiva. According to Eliezer, that would have been an Isser Eishes Ach. Rashi, the Kayim Dibri Rabbi Kiva, Eid Nezusha Rabbi Shubim Beseira, the Kayim Dibri Rabbi Kiva, he testified to support Rabbi Kiva. Back to the Mishnah. Hasaris loy chaylitz loy miyavin. A saris cannot, this is a repeat, cannot do chalitza and not do yibum. Which saris? See above. V'chein islandis, that's why we're saying this over again. V'chein islandis loy chaylitz loy miyavemis. An islandis, who is a woman who lacks the body parts to be able to conceive, again, is also excluded from Yibum and Chalitza, because it says V'hoya b'chor asher teleid, and she's not roi leleid. Therefore, there's no mitzvah yibum, and once there's no biblical mitzvah yibum, there's no biblical mitzvah chalitza. Hasaris shecholitz v'ishtoi leyevemtoi leypasla. The saris who has no mitzvah chalitza yibum. What if he did chalitza to his yevama? She's not a chalitza. It's a pasla chalitza. It doesn't count. She can marry a kayim. So again, Reuven died. he left over his brother, who's a Saris. The Saris went ahead and did Chalitza to Reuven's wife, but it wasn't mandated. It wasn't necessary. Reuven's wife is not a Chalitza. There was no need for Chalitza. And since there was no need for Chalitza, she's not a Chalitza.
That's Besiddish.
It's a waste of time. However, Bala, he lived with that woman, it's Eishasach. Since he had no mitzvah of Yibum, it goes back to the Arab of a brother's wife, Pasla. He made her Pasla. She lived with a man that she wasn't allowed to have a relationship with. And therefore, she became, we'll call her as Dinah, and I'm not interested now in morals and ethics, but she became a woman that can no longer marry a Kayan. A man dies, his wife is an islandess, and one of the brothers gives chalitza. She doesn't become pasul lekuna. She can marry a kayan. If the kayan realizes she's an islandess and he wants to marry her anyway, there's nothing wrong with that. Balu, but if one of the brothers lived with an islandess, that's eishasach. Paslu, eishabalasa bilisnus. Rashi, Milasnus, Shasur Loi Mishem Ashes Akshla the Maka Mitzvah, she's usher because of a brother's wife when there's no mitzvah. Okay, I finished the Mishnah. If anybody has any questions now is the time to ask.
I have a question, Rabbi. According to Rabbi Akiva, you said that it's okay, the marriage is okay with a Saris of any type. The marriage itself is not usur.
By a sris chama, by a born sris, not by a suicide, not by a wound inflicted by man.
Why would it be if the purpose of marriage? Well, let me ask a more specific question. In either case, could the man engage in relations with his wife?
Yes.
If he was in this condition, regardless of how it was incurred, pre-marriage, how would he then be able to engage in relations with his wife if the purpose of the relations is to procreate?
Because, I'll rephrase the question, can a 90-year-old healthy man get married to an 89-year-old woman?
Well, I thought of that question first, but I thought the answer is going to be whether or not he had already engaged in the mitzvah of Peru or Vu.
He never did.
So,
90-year-old man died for the first time in his life married. There is no restriction to have a relationship with a wife or to marry a wife when the person's incapable of having kids. That if the organs of procreating were damaged by human involvement or animal involvement, the Torah made a law. But it's not, there's no iser of a relationship which cannot bear children. An islandess can get married. The husband has to be aware that this woman will never bear him children. That's his decision and her decision.
What?
He better have children from another wife, because if not, he doesn't do his mitzvah. But that doesn't make it a relationship that's forbidden. The only ones prohibited is exeris hakasiv of a person whose procreating organs were affected by a human involvement or by an animal involvement.
But I'm asking why that should be. Why should it not be forbidden to engage in relations, even with a spouse, for strictly sexual gratification, or for non-procreative purposes? Why should that not preempt
the
other? Yes,
because the Torah saw that it's a human necessity to engage in sexual activity, even though it can't bear fruit, and the Torah didn't ban it. Now, why did the Torah ban Tzuadak and Kushabcha? I don't know.
Okay.
But I'm trying to say is, that's Xeris HaKosov. It's not to say that a relationship that can't have children is prohibited. And just like a 90-year-old man can have a relationship with his 89-year-old wife.
Right.
Even though she's not having children.
No, I understood that. I just was asking the question then from the beginning.
I don't have an answer. I don't have an answer, but except the fact that the Torah didn't ban having a relationship for enjoyment. It didn't ban it.
Okay.
Dr. Harris says Rebbe. We're not Catholic.
Rebbe, according to Rebbe Akiva, are there two lavin here by a Swiss Adam? Isn't it the Eishasach and there's this? So the
well, there's
is
a lavin according to Rebbe Akiva by Swiss Chama, just the opposite. By Rebbe Akiva by Swiss Adam, there's only a lavin to a daka. There's no Isser Eishasach. She is eligible to Yibum Galitza. We can't do Yibum because it's a lav. Like a person doesn't do Yibum to a Mamzeres. Gzeira be a Rishayna to be a Shnia.
The Gzeira. So why don't we say Gzeira here? There's no Gzeira here?
No. But that doesn't take away Galitza.
Oh, but we say you can do Yibum also. You can't do Yibum?
You see, you can do Yibum. You can do Yibum to the Betzua Daka's wife. It never says that the Betzua Daka can do Yibum.
What,
he can biblically, but he can't rabbinically.
Oh, okay. So does the Mishnah say that?
Mishnah only says highlights. The Mishnah used Yibum when the Betzua Daka died. So the Mishnah said they did Yibum to his wife. That's because whoever did Yibum was not a Betzua Daka.
Here, would there be any din for, a brother who's a mamzer, brother from the Av, to do Yibum or Chalitza?
He can't do Yibum also because of a lav, he does Chalitza.
So mamzer would do Chalitza?
Why not? Biblically, he's obligated to do Yibum.
So what about the klal that we don't do, if you can't do Yibum, you can't do Chalitza?
That's only if it's biblical. A mamzer has a biblical obligation to do Yibum. We don't allow him because Gzeira be a Rishayna to be a Shnia.
Okay.
Biblically speaking, a mamzer can be Miyabim, his brother's wife, live with her one time, and then divorce her. He was Mekai in the midst of Yibum. We don't allow it because we're afraid if he lives with her once, he'll live with her a second time. No, but it's a lav. As is like a loisa. I said we had that back in Dav Chav, your test, wherever we had it. Now the Gemara is going to ask a question. That sounds like I didn't know what I was talking about in the Mishnah, but I Badavki ignored the Gemara's question. Rebbe Akiva holds Kedushin is not types to Mechayve Lavin. If it wouldn't be the name Rebbe Akiva, we wouldn't have the next problem. Rebbe Akiva told us throughout Masechtas Yevamos, unlike the way we paskin, that a person marries a Chayve Lavin, it's valid but illegal. Rebbe Akiva says it's not even valid. So to Rebbe Akiva, every Chayve Lavin is like a Chayve Krisis. And therefore, she's biblically not eligible for Yibum. And therefore, biblically should not be eligible for Chalitza. So why does Rebbe Akiva say that a Sris Adam, you do Chalitza to his wife, the Ptua Daka might have married her as a Ptua Daka? The Mishnah should have spoken out that this Sris Adam, it would depend whether his marriage was before he became a Ptua Daka, or his marriage was after he became a Ptua Daka, because it's not valid. Forget about the fact that it's illegal. According to Rebbe Akiva, a Chayve Lavin is not a valid marriage.
It must be that happened.
Yeah, but the Mishnah didn't say that. And because the Mishnah said as a rule, we got a problem. The Gemara seems to feel that according to Rebbe Akiva, the Mishnah would have pointed out more than that. A guy dies, his brother is a Ptua Daka. The Mishnah says the brother is obligated to do Chalitza. Because, biblically, he's obligated to do Yibum. Not according to Rebbe Akiva. The Mishnah says, if a guy dies, his brother who's a Ptua Daka, Sris Adam, does Chalitza. Rebbe Akiva. He's the one that said the mitzvah of Yibum exists by a Tzur Adam. By a Shris Adam. According to Bekiva, it's not true. He's a Tzur Adam and a brother. And to Rabbi Kiva, Lav is like Karis.
Is Arison also a Lav?
Yes. No. No, Arison's not a Lav, but Yibum is.
So maybe it's Mina Arison. That's what it means.
Yes. The brother is a Ptuadaka. Reuven dies. Shimon, his brother, is a Ptuadaka. Rabbi Kiva says Shimon gives Chalitza. Why? So I in the Mishnah explained, because biblically Shimon can do Yibum because Esedaychalai Sessa. That's what I said. But that works if you hold that the marriage is valid. But if you hold that it's alive is like Croesus, then there's no mitzvah of Yibum.
Yeah, I was coming from the other way. If the husband, the original husband.
That's kosher.
Again.
No, in Chet's kosher, in that case, would be a problem for Rabbi Kiva?
Yeah.
For Rabbi Kiva, would that be a problem?
And, see, there's two cases. Let's take the case.
The brother being to a doctor.
Right. So, the Mishnah said that he should give Chalitza.
Because he had a period where he
could have... Because he had a period, right?
Correct.
Okay.
But he's a Tzuadaka. According to Rabbi Kiva, it's an invalid marriage. It's an invalid act.
But the Torah says Tzuadaka can't marry according to Rabbi Kiva. It's talked about Nebra Shas Kosher.
That's not true.
Maybe so.
It's not true. That's not what Ptsuadaka means. Rabbi Kiva said the mitzvah of Yibum is not for somebody who had a Shasak. Sorry. The Isser of Mi Yibum is not for somebody that had a Shasak Kaisher.
Okay.
Fine. But there is a law of Ptsuadaka. Ptsuadaka and Yibum are two separate issues. Nobody argues that Ptsuadaka means Sris Adam. That's what it means.
Meaning, if he had a Sris Shemayim,
he's not a Ptsuadaka. See, it's confusing, and I want to clarify this. You're 100% right.
No, it's not that confusing. You're not climbing with it. It's not your business. For me,
I don't have a brain today. Again, Sris Chama has no restrictions of marriage. According to anybody, Sris Chama can marry and live happily ever after. He'll never have a child. According to Rabbi Eliezer, he might get healed. But according to him, people will say, he'll never procreate. But he can get married. There's no blah for him. But the Torah said, according to Mekiva, that this person can't do Yibum, therefore, and his wife is not eligible for Yibum, biblically. And therefore, there's no mitzvah chalitza either way. Even though there's no law involved. But since he is a person born without the ability to procreate, the Torah never wrote the mitzvah of Yibum Mechalitza for him. Either way, neither his wife needs it, nor does his brother's wife need it from him.
That's
Rabbi Kiva's opinion. Let me finish. Then came along, but a Sris Adam, his wife would need Chalitza and Yibum, and his brother's wife would need Chalitza and Yibum from him biblically. That's what Rabbi Kiva said. Now, there's a law for that person to have a relationship with a woman. That's Sris Adam. But it has nothing to do with Yibum. It's a side law called Ptsuadaka, which biblically does not affect Yibum, because Lavin don't affect the ability of Yibum and Chalitza. Only rabbinically. But that's true if you hold Kedushin is Taifas Mechayv Lavin. But if your old Kedushin is not Taifas Mechayv Lavin, then Lavin is like Croesus. And by Croesus, we said, no mitzvah chalitza in Yibum. So according to Mekiva, every Chayv Lavin that falls in Yibum, there's no mitzvah. So there's no need for chalitza. But yet Rabbi Kiva said that if the guy died, his brother's a Ptsuadaka, he has to do chalitza.
He
seems to say Midaraisa.
I would say Midrabanan only because people will hear, wait a minute, she felt a Yibum.
But she's a Chayv and Lavin, according to Mekiva, it's like a wife's sister. What happens by a wife's sister? By the 15 Arayas at the beginning of the Perek. Mishnechta. Beis, not Beis. Right? What happens? There's no mitzvah chalitza in Yibum. Now, Tosfos and Daf Tesa Aleph asked, and I don't want to confuse anybody, even according to Mekiva, Esa is Daicha Lai Sesa, Why should the fact that he holds that there's no kedushin affect the mitzvah of yibum? It's a great kasha, Tyson's my friend. But the bottom line is, they're going to be keeping the Gemara says, chayvei lavan are like chayvei krisis. There's no mitzvah chalitza in yibum. So how can Rebbe Akiva and our Mishnah say that a mitzvah daka has to do chalitza? That's the Gemara's question. Yes, Rabbi Meishi, you had a question?
No, I was just saying that we the idea is because of Yimachi Shemer Yisrael, and that's only by a person, right? By a sris, a chama.
By Rebbe Akiva, correct.
Yeah.
Dr. Okay. Gemara Mechdi, let us see.
I have a question.
Yes.
If a man marries a woman, and she's a psula, and he never ends up having attachments with her, but he dies, his brother, the one who may be only allowed to have even one time with her, one time with her.
Biblically.
Even though the chance of her having a child...
makes no difference. Wait a minute, what was wrong with this woman?
She's a psula. And I think you've mentioned many times that you normally a psula needs to be...
Oh, you mean no? She's a regular girl?
Yes, but she got married to Chupin.
Doesn't make a difference. It cannot be a multiple times. Why not? He does Yibum. He can stay married to her.
The ones that are... like the case you told me that one time is allowed.
That's because it's a love.
Right.
So there's no love in marrying a girl that doesn't...
No one has a love to marry her. Say like to a doctor or
right.
He cannot. You said he's allowed to be with her one time.
Biblically, not rabbinically.
Rabbinically, he's allowed to be with
none.
Her.
None. They don't allow one because you might do two. Mirdi, Shemina l'Rabbi Kiva d'Amar Chayvei Lavan k'Chayvei Krisis Dami. Rabbi Kiva says Chayvei Lavan have the same severity as Chayvei Krisis. The Chayvei Krisis Labanei Chalitza v'Yibum Nino. And Chayvei Krisis, there's no Chalitza in Yibum. So how in the world can you say that the brother, right, should do Chalitza? There's no mitzvah Chalitza in Yibum. Rashi. To Chayvei Krisis Dami, the Amar of Akiva Ba'chaylitz Yesh Mamzer Mechayvei Lavan. The Akiva says, the Chayvei Lavan produced a Mamzer. Usris Adam Mechayvei Lavan. Usivli Yavim Tuadaka. Ve'echi Kamar Rebbe Akiva Usris Chaylitz Es Eish Esachiv. How could you say the Saris has to give Chalitza? Haloi Ramya Kameh. Vavroi Kameh. She's outside. She's no mitzvah at all. Kachai Bekrisis. Mekoy Allah Be'isra Eshizach. Why in the world should the Saris give Chalitza to a woman that he's biblically prohibited to marry like Chai Bekrisis? Because Rebbe Akiva, this is the same severity, almost the same severity, as Chai Bekrisis. Amar Rabami. So Rav Ami answers, what happened was, Reuven married a Geiris. Reuven, a healthy man, married a Geiris. He died. No, regular Geiris, Canadian. He married a Canadian Geiris. He died. His brother is a Ptsuadaka. A Ptsuadaka is allowed to marry a Geiris if you hold Kal Gerim Le'ik Rikol. So therefore he has a mitzvah yibum and chalitza. That's when Rebbe Akiva says, the Sris Adam does yibum, does chalitza. Because there's no restriction of yibum at all, no love. She's a geiris. Zog to Gemara. The case of the Mishnah would be, Zog to Gemara, Kinshanasa achim geiris. Rebbe Akiva samala k'Rebbe Yaisi, l'mekal gerim layik we call. Therefore, there's a mitzvah of yibum and chalitza. So why does Rebbe Akiva say give chalitza? He should say let him be able to do yibum. If you're talking about a geiris, the Mishnah says that Sris Adam is chaylitz, he can do chalitza. He can do yibum too. The way we understood it was, rabbinically we don't let him do yibum, because it's a lav. But according to Rebbe Akiva, it has to be talking about there's no lav. If there's no lav, let him do yibum.
What is
we had this machloikas a number of times. When the Torah says you're not allowed to marry a Jewish woman, does that include a convert? Can a mamzer marry a geiris?
Because it's a
lava,
I'm
the Torah says, "Vayavai b'kal Hashem." Who is this woman that's called Kahal Hashem? So there's a machloikas tanoim, whether a convert is considered Kahal Hashem.
Today is.
Well, again, we're not passing halakha l'maisa. We're not rabbis now dealing. We're talking Gemara. is machlokes tanoim. One Tana says a mamzer can marry a geiris, a tzuadaka can marry a geiris, and one Tana says he can't. We're not interested in our local
Lamaisa. And a healthy Jew would not be allowed to marry.
No, he could marry a geiris. Anybody can marry a geiris. The restrictions don't apply to a geiris. Again, nobody says that a regular kosher Jew can't marry a geiris. The question, not Yavama, when the Torah says a mamzer can't marry a Jewish girl, an Amoni can't marry a Jewish girl, a Mitzri can't marry a Jewish girl, a Tzuadaka can't marry a Jewish girl, is a convert included in those laws? Rabbi Yaisi says no. Rabbi Kiva holds like Rabbi Yaisi. And ever since he holds like Rabbi Yaisi, this Tzuadaka can marry his brother's wife, who is a Geiris. There's no restriction. Kain cannot marry a Geiris. There's a three, we have four sheets from this. We already had them back on the. One man the Amr says.
That's embarrassing.
One man, the most lenient sheet is that a Kain can't marry a Geiris that's Megayer over three. But if a Geiris is Megayer under three, he can marry her. I don't know if you remember the Gemara about Pinchas, that Pinchas was allowed to say, Hachil Lachem, that you can marry the Mijanis.
No, it's
again, that's one Mandiyama. The other Mandiyama says, Kain can't marry any Geiris. But a Kain can marry the daughter of a Geiris, even if both parents are Geirim. One Mandiyama says, you cannot marry a daughter of a Geiris if both parents are Geirim. But you're allowed to marry a daughter of a Geiris if one parent is a Geir. And the fourth Mandiyama says, you can't even marry a daughter of one of the parents being a Geir, a Kayan, till both parents are Jewish. We paskin if one of the parents are Jewish, you're allowed to marry the daughter. That's how we paskin halacha l'maaseh. But it's not a Geir, we're not learning halacha l'maaseh. So then, if it's talking about a Geiris, then the Tzuadaka should be able to do Yibum. Why did the Mishnah say Tzuadaka is one of his highlights? He can do Yibum. Dr. Gemara, you're right. The idea that Amr Yeshua highlights Amr Yunami Chayla. Since Rabbi Yeshua started the Mishnah, he said, I heard that one kind of Shris can do Chalitza and one kind of Shris does not do Chalitza. So Rabbi Kiva explained it with using the term Chalitza. But Eino Chinami, this Tzuadaka either can do Yibum or do nothing at all. Because if the woman is a Geiris, he can do Yibum. And if the woman is not a Geiris, there's no Mitzvah Chalitza either. So when Rabbi Kiva says Shris Adam highlights, he's talking about if it's a Geiris. And he could have said, Shris Adam Meyabim. And if it's not a Geiris, there's no Chalitza either, according to Rabbi Kiva. But Rabbi Shua used the word highlights, so Rabbi Kiva explained it with using the word highlights. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, by number Rabbi Shua highlights, Rabbi Shua, Yehum and Light, this is like how Gary make recall. Rabbi Shua would not allow Yibum, because Rabbi Shua holds that a Tzuadaka cannot marry. But he also holds that Chai V'Lav and have a mitzvah biblically. Mi Michlis Chol to the Chai V'Lav Rabbi Shua b'nei Chalitza in it. So Rabbi Shua says a Tzuadaka is a Chuyiv in Chalitza to any woman, and no Yibum to any woman. Rabbi Kiva says it makes a difference who she is, but that's Rabbi Kiva's personal opinion. It's not why necessarily accepted by everybody else. No, he used the word highlights because Rashi is explaining why did Rabbi Shua use the word highlights? Why didn't he say Yibum? Because he holds that there's a mitzvah of Yibum even if she's not a Geiris. Because he holds Chai B'Lav that there's a mitzvah of Yibum biblically. Rabbi Kiva would never agree to that. So he uses the word highlights only because Rabbi Shua used it. Daikinami, Dr. Gemara, can even prove it to you. The Tani Hayd, Rabbi Shua ben Seira ben Magusa Shoy ben Yushalayim Sis Adam, the Yibum was Ishta Lekayim Divir Rabbi Kiva. Right? You see that here was a person that was a Sis Adam, married to a woman. Right? And they were Meyabim, his wife. They were Meyabim, his wife. So we see Yibum is allowed. Rabbi Akiva didn't use the word Yibum, but we see in the story that we allowed Yibum. Daikinami, Rabbi Akiva, Yibuminami, Shari, the Tzani, the Yibum was Ishtai.
Shubim Sarah, was he made that she was a Gioris also?
What, I'm sorry?
Was she made that she was all, the wife was a Gioris?
Oh, it wasn't. The wife was not a Gioris. But the person had been married to her and then turned into a Tzuadaka, and we said there's a mitzvah of Yibum. Because according to Bekiva, once it's a Chayvi Lavin, the mitzvah of Yibum would go off. But since, meaning you would have to say, according to Bekiva, the Chayra would have to be a Gioris, except the story is just to prove Rabbi Akiva's point. Rabbi Shmuel ben Beseira might not agree to the concept of Chayvi Lavin, but the fact that he uses the word Yibum shows us that the word Chalitza in the Mishnah doesn't have to mean only Chalitza. That's what we're trying to prove. Yes?
I don't know if I ever got a clear answer to this. All this is not written down. So we have to for I forget what that wording you said is, since this one, the Emperor said Chalitza, he is also Chalitza, right? Even though he can really do Yibum, right? So, because of, to make everything look real nice, it's a Chalitza, I'm going to say that and remember it, because if I would have said Yibum, it doesn't look good on the paper. Is that logical?
No. That's not the way I understood it. I understood they were sitting in the Beis Medrash, and Rabbi Yeshua said, I heard that one Sris chaylet v'chaltel l'ishtai, and one Sris loy chaylet v'loy chaltel l'ishtai. Now, Rabbi Yeshua does not allow Yibum, period, because it's a Ptsuadaka. So therefore he used the word chalitza, because he holds that you can't do Yibum because it's a Ptsuadaka, but there is an obligation of chalitza. So he just used the word chaylet. Rabbi Akiva, sitting in the same Beis Medrash, says to him, hold, Sris Adam, that's the one that does chalitza. Now Rabbi Akiva can't say a regular Ptsuadaka because he holds it's not, there's no mitzvah.
Right.
He means a Gioris.
Right.
But he's talking to Rabbi Yeshua, who just said the word chalitza. So he's saying, your case of chalitza would be this case. He's responding to somebody to use the word chalitza.
Is that what we're saying here?
Isn't that what happened?
I just thought he was saying it because it looks nicer.
I didn't say that. I think it says because Rabbi Yeshua said chalitza, so Rabbi Akiva responded and said chalitza. He's having a conversation. Something about that.
Okay. In front of Rabbi Akiva, if a coin marries a divorced woman, he can't. These days, we don't let him have him live until he gets divorced, right?
Again, which is biblical law, there's rabbinic law, there's halakha lamaisa. We're learning Gemara. We're not learning Shulchan Aruch now.
Well, I shouldn't ask any further.
You can ask whatever you want. I'm just saying it's not going to affect that in the Gemara.
I understand that. Would Rabbi Akiva allow him to get Aliyah?
No.
Since Kedushin is not Tophis, by law?
Meaning he's... So ask me the following question. According to Rabbi Akiva, a person who lives without marriage.
Yes.
He lives with a woman without marriage. He's violating law. According to Akiva, the Isser of a Kayim marrying a Grusha doesn't mean marriage if he's living with her.
Grusha,
yes, it does.
He's allowed to live with a woman without Grusha?
It's not a law. This is a law. Let me reword what I want to say. According to the Torah says a Kayin can't marry a Grusha. What does Rabbi Akiva learn that means?
I mean, it's not Tophis.
Again, so what does it mean he can't marry a Grusha? When is he ever to love?
Whenever he's with her?
Exactly.
And that's it.
Well, that's when he's ever alive, even according to us.
And how does he rectify the situation?
He moves, he stops being with her.
Everything is now.
He gets up on Monday morning.
Not allowed.
Stops being with her, and that's it.
Has to make a net. Mishnah Bechairis says.
Who are you talking to?
Where?
Mishnah Bechairis says he has to make a nether that he will never have a relationship with a group.
He has to do something.
Right.
To
do it.
Okay.
We're missing
apples and oranges now. He asked me a question according to Bekiva, and Dr. Harris asked me according to us that the Isra should claim marrying a Grusha. When is he over the lot?
Right.
When he has a relationship with her.
Really?
Yes.
Not Bishat?
No.
Why?
That's what I think the Gemara says. The Gemara learns it out in Kedushin. Right, so the Gemara talks about it in Kedushin. I don't have to look it up. It's in the fourth paragraph of Kedushin. No, it's not possible to Daf Beis. It's in the Ayins. In the fourth paragraph.
So came over to me, Rebbe, and wants to know who knows more, Rebbe or his brother?
My brother, by far.
Okay, someone asked your brother who knows more, and he said, Rebbe.
I guess the guy must be doing a survey for CNN or something. Why in the world is he asking these questions? The truth is, my brother knows 1,000 times more than me, but that's not the guy here. He's not here now giving the shiur. If he were here giving the shiur, you could ask him the questions. He gives the shiur Muncie. He's a rub Muncie. Baruch Hashem. But as I'm doing, he happens to know a lot more than me. But that's besides the point. Bye. Masiv Rabba. Tzudaka Krushavcha Swiss Adam Vazakin Tzudaka and Krushavcha or any other Swiss Adam. The Rishayim are bothered exactly what's being added by those words. Isn't Swiss Adam mean Tzudaka Krushavcha? Okay, it's a problem. See, on the side it tells me to look at Tysus and Saita who asked this question. Vazakin or an old man. 95 years old, going strong. Eichaltzin, I miyab. There's a mitzvah of chalitza and a mitzvah of yibum. Ketzah. Meitzu v'lehem nashim, if they died and they have wives, v'lehem achim, and they have brothers. V'amdu achim, v'asu maimer b'nishreseyem, if they did a maimer, or nasnu get, which are rabbinic, remember, back in 5th Perek, long, long time ago. It's effective. They're a regular woman. She might be 95. She might be a wife of a Betua Daka. But whatever happens to her, happens to her. It's effective. And if the brother lived with her, it's Yibum. Perfectly Yibum. This is a Brisa. We have no name here. This is Rabbi Kiva. This is Rabbi Kiva's opinion that a Swiss Adam has mitzvah of Yibum and Chalitza. Meisu Achen, the brothers died. V'amdu Hain, and they got up. V'asu Maimer, and they did a Maimer bin Shoseyem, and their wives. They made a Maimer, meaning the Tzumadaka made a Maimer. V'nasnu Gerecholtu, Masha Asu Asui. V'imbalu Kanu, and if they live with her, they acquire her. It works, the Yibum. Except they had no business doing Yibum. It's a lav. But if they did it, it worked. Because biblically, there's a mitzvah of Yibum. Now, according to Rabbi Kiva, this should never happen. This is Rabbi Kiva's opinion. If they did Yibum, it works. And it says there's a lav. Bikal Hashem, that means it's not a Giyaris. And yet it says Balu Kanu. Why? According to Bekiva, that shouldn't be true.
Not the Chayvei Krisa?
Let me just finish. El Amar Rabba, Yashanaflu Loi L'Besayf Nivta, which is the answer Dr. Harris gave all the way at the beginning. You're right. Eino Chinami, this Tzuadaka was married before he became a Tzuadaka. And therefore the Kedusha was valid. The Kedusha was valid. And therefore, he dies. His brother has to do Chalitza or Yibum. We don't say it wasn't a marriage. because he was married to her before he became a Psula Daka. The marriage doesn't disappear. So therefore, that's why the brother has to do Chalitza and Yibum.
He said that she fell before the Yavam while he was yet
I'm sorry?
That's what we're learning, isn't it? He was willing that the case where she fell before the Yavam when he was still was yet healthy. Is that what you're learning?
Let me take a look at this. How does this Gemara answer the case when he does Yibum? When he does Yibum, why is it Kanu? That's what you're asking. We're not talking about Giyaris. Elam Araba. The answer is as follows. The guy was not a Ptua Daka. Okay, let me explain this. The Gemara is going to jump on this, but let me explain the Gemara's answer. Reuven died. His brother was not a Ptua Daka. She fell to Yibum. He then became a Ptua Daka before he did Yibum. So the Gemara is answering, since at the time Reuven died, there was a mitzvah of Yibum, even though Shimon became a Ptua Daka, there's still a mitzvah of Yibum. Because the mitzvah of Yibum preceded the Isra Ptua Daka. The Gemara's going to jump on that. But that's the Gemara's answer. What happened was, Reuven died. He left over a healthy brother. Mitzvah of Chalitz or Yibum. That healthy brother, unfortunately, was attacked. And somebody made him a Ptua Daka. Before he did Yibum, but after she fell to Yibum. So the Gemara is saying now that since the mitzvah of Yibum preceded the Isra of Ptua Daka, Zika already took effect. Now the Gemara is going to ask him that momentarily, but how can you do it? He's still Usher. But we'll deal with that in a second. But that's the Gemara's answer. Let's read Rashi. Dr. Rashi. Swiss Adam Heisim Heisim Shasak Kaisha Rabakivi. Zaki Nakal Abahadi Hanuch from the Dhammaluhu. Similar to Heisim Shasak Kaisha Vasta Pasik Nileda. A zakin is similar. They have to get rid of the maim of the get, She needs chalitza. And if he did yibum, it works. Frek the Gemara. Why? And the Gemara's question is, and we're going to leave it for tomorrow, is once he became a Ptua Daka, the mitzvah should go off. So what if once upon a time there was a mitzvah? Why isn't the mitzvah automatically leave the minute Shimon became a Ptua Daka?
There's a Zika. Zika doesn't go off.
Okay, so what happens, okay, the Gemara will prove this in the following case. Somebody married a Ktana, rabbinically. His brother married the older sister, biblically. The brother died, she falls to Yibum. So Rabbi Gamliel says, if he wants to, he waits till his wife becomes the Gdaila, and then the Yavama is his wife's sister, and she goes out free. Now, at the time of death, she wasn't his wife's sister, biblically. Terence says, something happens later, it affects the Zika. Here, Ptua Daka is no different. We'll talk about this more tomorrow. Everybody should have a healthy day.